Hi, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. I'm Brian Zimmerman, Senior Director, Client Content and Strategy with Becker's Hospital Review. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Dr. Nathan Ruck, Chief Medical Officer, Emergency Medicine at Sound Physicians. Today, he joins the podcast to discuss how hospitals miss opportunities to improve clinical and financial outcomes when their care teams operate in silos. He will also discuss how hospitals can achieve clinical, operational, and cultural integration. Dr. Ruck, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in here. To begin, can you tell me about clinical integration? Why is clinical integration important for hospitals?
Sure. So I think first we should define it. So what we're talking about is seamless care across the acute episode, both inside and between service lines. And, you know, an example would be hospital medicine and emergency medicine. And our assertion, and we've seen some data from inside our enterprise that support this, is that robust clinical service integration improves quality, lowers cost, and increases clinician engagement.
Great, I appreciate you setting the stage there. So then what does clinical integration look like in practice?
It's a good question. So when we think about first stepping back a little bit, you know, once we saw some signal inside our data that this was something worth pursuing, we started to think about, well, okay, how do we distill this down into something that can be spread across our enterprise? And I think a useful way to think about this is to look at, from the patient's perspective, the journey through, you know, a clinically integrated enterprise. And if you start with arrival in the emergency department and you think about, you know, most places have relatively robust triage process and have eliminated serial processing and moved to a parallel processing mode for taking patients into the ED. But if you add close integration across services to that model, early in the ED visit, you know, we seek to identify patients that are readmissions, and we have a clinical role or a clinician role in Sound that's unique to our workflows called a clinical performance nurse. And that nurse helps coordinate between hospital medicine and emergency medicine and plays a role in identifying, you know, to see if a patient is readmitted. And then once the emergency physician or APP evaluates the patient and a workup is initiated, if the kind of fact pattern of the case suggests the patient might be admitted, then, you know, involvement of HM occurs a little bit earlier. And the care that's rendered in the ED for the most common admitting DRGs is agreed upon in advance. And, you know, what that does is it creates standard work and it eliminates negotiation between EM and HM at 2 a.m. You know, both parties know how a intermediate risk chest pain patient is going to be handled. And then at the time of that handoff between the services, and we know from, you know, the Institute of Medicine report and from, you know, really every patient safety data source that you look at, handoffs are a super dangerous time for patients. And we really seek to do two things during that handoff. One is make sure that there's an evidence-based tool being used that adds rigor to the clinical communication. We'd like IPAS, but there are others that do the same thing. And then make sure the opportunity to manage up the provider who's receiving the patient, you know, so instead of, you know, so the EM clinician takes the time to introduce the HM clinician who'll be taking care of the patient. And, you know, I think those are some specific examples, but you get the idea. The idea is, you know, essentially at its core, removing, you know, so often clinicians are managed to performance metrics that really focus on the individual encounter that they're having. And what we seek to do is to take the blinders off those clinicians and help them understand how value is generated across the continuum. So instead of just thinking about how, you know, the encounter they're having will impact the metrics in their silo, they think about how value and quality are generated across the continuum and across the patient's journey from admission to discharge to post-acute care to back home.
So then thinking about some of those specific examples you shared, can you talk about the results you've seen in hospitals where Sound Physicians operates today?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the challenges with clinical integration is it's a bit soft and fluffy and kind of hard to measure. So, you know, the first step is to we created a framework so that we could stage the degree of integration at each program. And when we look at differential performance between sites where we don't partner with the hospital across multiple service lines, we just have one. If we compare those to integrated partnerships, we see a pretty significant differential across a lot of metrics that are important to us, important to our hospital partners, and important to patients. And in the year 2018 and 2019, we looked at average cost per stay. And it at non-integrated programs, there was an increase. At integrated business, cost per stay actually fell $562. And similarly, if you look at either emergency medicine or hospital medicine centric metrics, you know, say you look at emergency department discharge length of stay, that time was about 20 minutes faster at programs where we had an integrated relationship across multiple service lines. Same story if you look at length of stay in hospital medicine or readmission percentage. And if you look at HCAHPS on the, for admitted patients, we see about a 2.4% differential between integrated business and non-integrated business. And the story continues across the other kind of typical flow metrics for the ED and quality metrics in hospital medicine.
Yeah, those are some really great results. And I imagine my next question is something I imagine some of our listeners are thinking to themselves. You know, what time frame do you typically see results through clinical integration, you know, as you laid it out?
You know, it's a great question. And the honest answer is it depends. You know, it depends on where you're starting from. We think about clinical integration across three stages. And the first stage is really totally siloed operation with a, you know, independent operation of the service lines. Stage two is what we encounter a lot, which is the leaders are communicating with each other. They have some empathy and understanding for the goals of the other service lines. But there's this big voltage drop between the leaders of the service line and the frontline clinicians. And to get to that third stage where you have full integration, you really need to address that voltage drop and make sure everyone's on the same page. So to get back to your original question, well, how quick do we see results here? It really depends on where you're starting. You know, if you have no significant integration, and you know, one of the things we really like to do is integrate service line leadership across service lines. So have one clinical officer that's the leader of the relationship. If you do that, you instantly progress to stage two on day one. Getting from the second stage to the third, where you're addressing that voltage drop between the leaders and the frontline clinicians, that can take more time. You know, we're always able to make an impact initially, but to really see progression toward that third stage, we typically see good results within 90 days.
Gotcha. Some really helpful clarity there. So Dr. Ruck, just one final question here for you before we sign off. You know, can this framework be offered to employed clinicians at hospitals?
Yeah, great question. So you don't need to move to a fully outsourced partnership in order to gain dividends from this approach. And we do have structures through management services agreements where we're able to offer this management framework to clients that, you know, a fully outsourcing employment to us isn't the right model for them. So the answer is definitely yes.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Ruck, thank you for your time and for sharing your expertise with our listeners today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you giving me time to talk about something we're very passionate about here at Sound Physicians.
Well, thank you so much. And I'd also like to thank Sound Physicians as well for sponsoring this episode. Listeners, you can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.